Superstorm Sandy sounded a blaring alarm bell about the growing threats from climate change. In the days and months after the disaster, politicians from New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg to President Obama issued new warnings and announced new steps to address the threat. But a year later, U.S. climate policy remains largely where it was before, stalled by Washington gridlock. And that's meant that big climate policy battles are being fought in some unexpected places. Here's our story from reporter Ashley Ahern of the journalism collaborative EarthFix and station KUOW in Seattle.
Not long ago, the big dramas over fighting global climate change played out in places like Copenhagen and Washington, D.C. Today, they're playing out in places like this neighborhood in Bellingham, Washington, up the coast from Seattle.
Hi, I'm Isabel Vanderslice with the Whatcom Conservation Voters. We're the campaign supporting the four county council candidates who are opposed to coal. Are you familiar with the coal port issue?
Yeah.
This voter has not publicly declared her position on the coal port issue yet.
Are you opposed to it?
Well, it's kind of half and half, so yeah.
But you'll see a lot of yard signs elsewhere around Whatcom County. Some say no coal trains. Others say stop the war on workers. Just about everyone around here knows the big issue at stake in this fall's county commission race, a proposed shipping terminal that would send coal from Wyoming and Montana onto ships bound for Asia. It would be the largest coal export facility on the West Coast and a lifeline for a sagging U.S. coal industry. And it's become a big target for environmentalists because coal is one of the biggest contributors to climate change.
We're very committed to fighting and winning anytime the issue of climate change is on the ballot.
Brendan Chehovic is the head of Washington Conservation Voters.
There's a lot of eyes across the country and around the world watching what's happening this fall in Whatcom County.
And there's a lot of money flowing into the election. In the past, county council candidates spent maybe $20,000 each to get elected. But this year, Washington Conservation Voters has so far spent almost $250,000. The lion's share of that money has come from one man, California billionaire and environmentalist Tom Steyer. And until recently, it had helped coal opponents outspend supporters by more than 3-1. But the environmentalists are losing their lead in the election spending arms race. Pro-coal forces have formed a new PAC called Save Whatcom, and most of its funding is coming from large companies who want to see the terminal built. But the PAC's chair, Chris Halterman, says the election isn't about coal.
Our focus is on jobs and business growth. We don't care about anything else. We care about jobs and business growth and protecting the industry because it's under threat right now.
But no matter how you frame the debate, the unprecedented amount of money flowing into this election, now approaching $1 million, suggests it's become a proxy for the largely stalemated climate policy debate on the national level. Ross McFarlane is a senior advisor with the environmental nonprofit Climate Solutions.
Without having any kind of a national policy around energy, any kind of a national policy around climate, you're seeing a lot more attention being focused on local and state decisions, which end up being very significant in terms of what our future energy and climate policy is going to be.
Mail-in voting for the Whatcom County race is already underway and will continue until November 5th. Anti-coal activists say they need to pick up 2 seats to get a majority on the council. But whoever wins, it could be more than 2 years before the council actually votes on the coal terminal project. For The World, I'm Ashley Ahern, Bellingham, Washington.